大家早。
We'd like to share this topic, and this is a very important topic.
我今天要跟大家分享的题目是一个非常重要的一个题目。
Most of our Christian experience, after a while, we accept our Lord, that rejoice kind of a declining.
我们很多基础就这个经验，当我们接受主耶稣以后，慢慢慢慢，那个新的那个喜乐就越来越少，越来越少。
We may have a willingness to serve, but seems not much zeal.
我们心里想要去服侍神，但是这个意志力就是没有那么坚强。
Why?
为什么呢
？Let's find out the solution.
我们来找到这个解答。
In Philippians chapter 4, Paul has written,
腓立比书第四章保罗是这样写的。
He started with almost the end of the chapter, chapter 4. He said, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, and whatever is admirable,If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
保罗在腓立比书几乎是最后的时候写的这一段，他说：“弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。”
Actually.The last three chapters, he has already expressed all the theology of his own.
在前面三章，我们看到保罗已经把他的所有的他的在神学理念都已经跟大家讲明白了。
I believe this is a very clear picture of Christianity.
我觉得这是一个对基督来说是一个非常明确的一个指标性的一个图画。
But at the end, he said, "Finally, I need to get something to you."
在最后的是他觉得我还有一段话我一定非得让你们听到不可。
This is so important in your Christian life.
这一段话对你的基督徒的生涯中是一个非常重要的一段。
So he talked about true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, and also excellent and praiseworthy.
所以他提到这几样说真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的、有德行的有称赞的这些事你们都要思念
All these you need to think
这一些你们要去好好的去思去想去念
And whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me put it into practice and the God of peace will be with you
接着他说你们在我身上所学习的所领受的所听见的所看见的这些事你们都要去行
So this is the secret
所以这个就是秘诀
We need to think
我们要好好的思念
But he didn't ask us to think freely
但是他不是就是你就是说天马行空的去想
He has pointed very clearly direction for us.
它是给你一个很详尽的一个道路的指标。
So we are kind of follow that right track to think.
我们只要照着它这给你铺好的路去想就可以了。
I've learned other religion or even cults. They try to teach people this way, say, you try your best to empty your mind.
我也听过有些其他的宗教甚至一些异端学说他们说你要尽量把你心里的思念都给它倒空。
You keep on pouring out all your mind stuff and get out of your mind.
就把你心里一切事情都给它倒出去，倒空。
So your mind become empty.
然后你的心就变成一片这个清
空白，
空白的，什么都没有。
This is extremely dangerous.
这是非常非常的危险。
And some even religion ask you during your emptying, you keep on repeat certain stuff and then keep on mumming repeatedly and help you to empty your mind.
甚至有的宗教跟你说，当你在这个什么都没有的这个里面，就什么都没有的这个期段，你还要一直去想，去
念咒语，
呀，念咒语一样的，会一直不断的重复一段什么什么什么样的经文或者咒语。
You know what? Those words, very simple words, they keep on repeating. This is the password for evil spirit.
各位你知道吗，当你这样不断念一段很简单的几句话的时候，这个就是让邪灵进来的一个领管道。
If you keep on repeating that, you tell the evil spirit, say, it's okay for you to come in. I welcome you, I welcome you.
事实上你是跟那个邪灵在讲说，你来吧，你来吧，我现在很欢迎你，你赶快来吧。
And then you'll be obsessed or possessed by the evil spirit.
然后你就会被这些邪灵给占领。
And this is a danger issue.
非常的危险。
And we, as Christian, how we go through this process?
然后我们身为基督徒，我们怎么样能够走这段路呢？
Paul has already mentioned about these items.
保罗已经提到这几样事情。
The first one, he talked about true. You need to think about whatever is true.
保罗第一样讲的是真实的。
Actually, it's truth.
Actually, 事实上讲就是真的是。
真理哈。
真理哈。
And we need to follow the right track. Actually, this right track is very simple. It's our Holy Bible.
其实这个管道，这个正确的管道路是非常简单，就是我们神的话，我们的圣经。
When we start to think, we all need to follow is to think about the Holy Bible.
当我们开始想的时候，我们想的就是想的神的话语，这本圣经。
Then you don't need to worry about any evil spirit influence.
然后你就不用去担心有什么邪灵会进到你里面。
And this is the most secure route.
这是一个最安全的道路。
And today I want to share my own personal experience.
今天我想跟各位分享一下我自己的亲身的经历。
This is how I work on this think issue.
这就是我是如何来在这个思念神的话上面我所下的功夫。
Most of the time, I pick up certain verses or certain scripture and I read.
很多时候我就这个看了一段神的话语，我就开始读。
And then I memorize those words, so I start to think.About what I remember.
那读了以后，我就开始把它记下来、背下来。
For this aspect, I would try to share is Jesus has proclaimed, "I am the truth."
然后我就想到，耶稣曾经讲过，就是我就是真理。
And he told his disciples, "said If you hold to my teaching, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
耶稣就说，如果说你们晓得我的真理的话，真理就必使你们得以自由。
And right after that, he said, so if the Son set you free, you will be free indeed.
然后接着他马上说，如果是天父的儿子叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
So I kind of think what he said.
所以我就开始想，耶稣这句话什么意思呢？
He said, truth will set you free.
他说真理让你得自由。
And then he said, I will set you free, and then you will be free indeed.
然后他说神的天父的儿子叫你自由，你就真的自由。
Then who is he?
那他是谁呢？
He is the truth.
因为他就是这个真理。
And all, the only criteria is if you hold my teaching, or if you follow my teaching.
我们唯一要做就是你听神的话，你跟随他的话。
Then through my daily experience, some area I follow what Jesus has said, and then I feel a lot of freedom that I never experienced.
然后当这样听了神的话，就是遵命去行的时候，我就经历一个前所未有的这种自由。
I just a normal person, as you and me.
我只是一个凡夫俗子，就像各位一样。
But I also encounter what we call daily trouble.
同样的，我也经历到一些日常的一些困难。
And those troubles sometimes get myself stuck.
然后这些困难常常让我就困在那里。
I couldn't get out.
我就出不来。
I don't have any freedom.
我没有自由。
I worry a lot.
我很担心。
Then sometimes I will wait until that trouble is too huge, then I start to crawl back to Jesus.
然后到一个这个困难到一个巨大无比，我没有办法抵挡的时候，我就会爬着到神的面前。
Almost every time, I got back to Him, and stayed with Him for a while, and that issue became clear.
然后几乎大概每一次，当我俯伏前行到神的面前的时候，我在神的面前这个待一段时间了以后，我就慢慢慢慢，这个困难就好像就有了出路了。
And I can testify what He said is real true.
然后我可以跟各位证明，他所讲的这段真理使你得自由是真的。
And I really surrender to what he says. I am the truth.
对他这句话，我是的确的就相信顺服的。
See, we have heard many people say, "What I told you is truth."
我们常常听人家说，哎，我跟你讲这是真的哦。
I never lie.
我从来不讲话的，不讲谎话的。
But I haven't met any person say I am the truth.
但是我从来没有听过有人讲过他自己说我就是这个真理。
He is truth itself.
他自己就是真理的本身。
And he truly can set us free.
然后他就真的可以让我们得真的自由。
Remember, our Lord Jesus was questioned by a Roman Empire governor, Pilate.
我们记得吧，比拉多曾经问过耶稣。
Because Jews' leader want Pilate to sentence Jesus to death.
那我们是犹太人的领袖，想要让比拉借比拉多之手把耶稣给除掉。
And he found too difficult for him to convict this person.
但是比拉多他觉得这个人好像不是一个犯人，他很难给他定罪。
So he is seeking for evidence to convict him.
所以他就想找一些证据来给耶稣定罪。
And he heard some people call Jesus the King of Jews.
然后他就听到有人称耶稣说你是犹大人的主。
So he grabbed this info and said, "You are king, then?"
然后他就抓住这句话，就问耶稣说：“你是神，你是王吗？”
And then Jesus answered, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact."For this reason I was born, and for this I came into this world to testify to the truth.
耶稣就回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证，凡属真理的人就听我的话。
Everyone on the side of truth listen to me. So that means I am the truth. So anyone come to my side,That is, stay with the truth.
说既然我就是真理，所以只要来我这边的人，他就能够听到真理。
If we see the history, actually, what Pilate has mentioned is a very dangerous question.
我们如果知道历史的话，我们知道比拉多问这句话是非常有危险性的。
You are a king?
你是王吗？
And he said, I was born for this.
耶稣回答就，我就是为此而生的。
Actually, at that moment, Pilate said, "Bingo."
然后其实就在耶稣回答我就是为了这个是王而生的时候，我想比拉多这个脑筋里这个电灯泡就出来了，哎，答对了。
All I need is this.
我要的证据就是你这一句话。
And Jesus was totally aware of the situation.
那耶稣当然是心里心知肚明，非常的明白。
Because this reason can cost his life.
因为他这句话就等于是这个，就是认把他的罪就定了，而且会因此而上升。
And later he really received the consequences.
的确，他后来就是因为这句话而被定死。
And after that investigation, Pilate said, "What is truth?"
然后在这一番的这个审问以后，比拉多就说：“什么是真理呢？真理是什么？”
See, Pilate, he.Stood right in front of the truth, and even though he got power, authority, position, even wealth, maybe he's smart, so can be a governor, but he could not recognize the truth right in front of him.
我们就看到真理就站在比拉多的前面， 比拉多即使他有权有势，甚至智商大概也不低，能够做到一个巡抚，但是他却不认识这位真理的本身，就站在他面前错失良机。
It's a human history, the most pitiful and most sad situation.
在人类历史来，这一刻可以说是一个最凄惨、最可惜的、最悲惨的一刻。
The truth itself stands right in front of you, and you could not verify, and you ignored, and this is very sad.
真理就站在你的面前，你居然不认识。
Brothers and sisters, if we read the Bible, but we cannot recognize the truth, that's pretty tough.
各位弟兄姐妹，如果我们读圣经、读神的话语，居然还不能够认识这位真理，那的确是非常非常的可惜。
Therefore, if we want to know the truth, we need to read the Holy Bible.
所以我们要认识真理，我们就必须要读这本圣经。
And we need to keep that anticipation, say, I want to face the truth.
而且我们要有一个期待的心，就是我要面对面的看到这个真理。
And Paul also mentioned about noble.
保罗也提到可敬的、高贵的。
We remember when Jesus and his disciples prayed in Gethsemane, and traitor Judah guided the soldiers to arrest him. It's totally dark.
那我们记得，当耶稣在吃过最后的晚餐以后，到客西马尼园祷告的时候，比这些当时是完全是一个非常黑暗的一个时候。
And they came with torch, and also with Judas identified Jesus, so Jesus was surrounded.
那犹大这个叛徒就带了这些士兵来，来捉拿耶稣，带着火把来捉拿耶稣。那犹大就必须要识辨耶稣，指出耶稣是哪一位。
And Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, and went out to ask those soldiers, "Who is it you want?"
然后耶稣因为知道所要发生的事情，就问那些士兵说：“你们要找的是谁？”
And Jesus answered, and they answered, "Jesus of Nazareth."
他们就说我们要找拿撒勒人耶稣。
And Jesus told them, I am he.
耶稣就说我就是。
When Jesus said, I am he, all those soldiers drew back and fell to the ground.
当耶稣一说我就是的时候，这些士兵就倒退，倒在地上。
And they fell on the ground, and then Jesus asked them again, who is it you want?
然后耶稣又问我说你们要找的是谁？
And they fell on the ground, and they said, oh, we want to get Jesus of Nazareth.
然后他们就倒在地上，还是说我们要找拿撒勒人耶稣。
And then Jesus told them, I am he.
耶稣就说我就是他。
And if you are looking for me, then let these men, let my disciple go.
如果既然你们找的是我，那我这些门徒就让他们走吧。
Jesus stood in front, so to grab that moment for allow his disciple to leave.
所以我们看到耶稣在这时候挺身而出，让门徒可以安全的离去。
Did you see the picture?
你们看到这幅图像吗？
A person at the edge of life and death. That could be the best time to verify a person's character and integrity.
当一个人面对着生死的时候，我们就看出一个人真实的，他的真实的个性，他是一个什么样的人。
Can you see a noble person there?
你们看到一个高贵的人吗？
So we need to think.
我们想一想。
And when we think, according to the Bible, then you should listen.
所以当我们是读圣经的时候，我们想的时候，我们还必须要注意去听。
Listen to your heart.
听你心里的东西。
There will be some voice come out from inside.
你的心里会发出声音。
We not just read the Bible.As a story, and they just let it go. I understand. No, that's not the way only. You need to read and then listen to your heart. How your heart responds to what you have read.
So, we read the Bible not to read it as a story or a book, but when you read it, you have to pay attention to what you have read. You have to listen to your heart, that sound.
And Paul also mentioned about.Whatever is right or righteous.
保罗又提到一切是有公义的。
We may remember that a woman caught in adultery.
我们记得那个行淫的妇女被拿住的那个行淫的妇女吗？
She was grabbed by the crowd, and then they asked Jesus.
然后这些 一群人就把这个女人拿到耶稣面前，然后询问耶稣说，
We shall stone her according to Moses' law, or now, what do you say?
按照摩西的律法，我们是可以把这个女人用石头打死的。那你怎么说呢？
And they keep on questioning him.
然后他们就一直在这个问题上一直追问不休。
And we understood that this is a very tricky question.
那我们知道这是一个陷阱啊。
If Jesus said yes, stone her.
如果耶稣说对，把她用石头打死。
Then he will violate Roman Empire law because Jews do not have the right to execute a person.
如果他说打死的话，他就违背了罗马的律法，因为犹太人是没有生杀大权的。
If Jesus said, "No, you cannot stone her," then Jesus violated Moses' commandment.
啊，耶稣就说不用，不可把他打死，那他就违反了摩西的律法，犹太人的律法。
This is well-calculated question.
那这是一个非常狡诈一个问题。
Yes or no didn't put Jesus in anywhere.
说是也不对，说不是也不对，反正你就是会陷在他那个圈套里面。
Then Jesus straightened up and said to them, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her."
他们还是不住的问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，就可以先拿石头打他。
And we know what happened.
那我们知道事后什么情况，我们都知道了。
One by one, they left from the senior to the junior.
一个一个的退去，从最老的到最年幼的。
Do you see the picture?
你们看到这幅图画吗？
Through thinking and through the voice coming out from your heart.
当你在思想以后，你的心里会告诉你一个什么信息呢？
If these words coming from the mouth of Adolf Hitler, what do you think?
如果这个话是从希特勒口里出来的话，你会有什么想法、看法呢？
If Hitler said, "If any one of you is without sin, let him kill him," what do you think?
如果这句话，你们中间谁是没有罪的，就可以先拿石头打死。
Everyone pick up the stone and throw at her, right?
如果是希特勒讲这句话，我想每个人都可以拿起石头来开始打。
So the word coming from which person matters?
所以这句话不是人人可以说的，是看什么人嘴里出来。
Because he is a righteous one.
因为耶稣他是一个正义之
人。A righteous one talking about if any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her. At that moment, people not just only seeing that adultery woman, but they see a righteous person, Jesus.
因为耶稣他是完全无罪，他是公义的，所以说当他讲这句话的时候，这些群众看到不只是这一个行淫的妇人，他们更看到了一个是完全正直的人。
We need to read and we need to listen the voice coming from our heart, but also we need to ponder. We need to read and listen, now we need to think.
所以我们不但是读，不但是思想，不但是听，而且还要思想。
Thinking about this very Jesus.
我们思想这位公义的神，公义的耶稣。
So let's move on. We got loaded today.
我们再继续吧。
Paul also mentioned about whatever is pure.
保罗也提到，就是一切纯洁的、最清洁的、纯一的。
Let's roll back to Samaritan woman. Jesus went through an unusual route to Samaria.
我们回头想想这个所谓的撒玛利亚妇人，耶稣是从一个很不寻常的道路，就是从撒玛利亚直接穿过去。
From Jerusalem to Galilee, from the geometry, you will see the straight line is going from Judea and then through Samaritan.And Samaria, and then go to Galilee.
所以我们知道由耶路撒冷到加利利，这个最直的、最快的道路是直接穿过撒玛利亚，然后到加利利。
But at that time, because Samaritans they are Gentiles.
那我们知道撒玛利人是一种犹太人眼中是一种 外邦人，他们是杂交而产生的民族。
So all the rabbis they would not take this simple direct route.
所有的这些所谓的自命很高贵的夫子们都不会由这条路去经过的。
Because this is a very filthy country.
因为这是一个污秽不堪的一个地方。
So they would rather take a longer route, crossing the Jordan River and then through going north and then crossing the Jordan River again back to Galilee.
所以他们宁愿绕，但是往北走，再绕过这个约旦河，然后再向着北走。
But Jesus went to Samaria.
但是耶稣是直接的一条上去到撒玛利亚里。
And he went into the town. He was hungry and thirsty.
然后他到了撒玛利亚城以后，他是又饥又渴又累。
So his disciple went into the town to get some food.
所以他的门徒就到城里去找东西吃。
And at that moment.Jesus talked to that woman at the well.
So, 就在这个时刻，耶稣就跟这个撒玛利亚妇人在井边有个对话。
And he shared the good news for her.
然后他就跟这个妇人分享一个好消息。
And after the woman got the good news, and she went into town.
然后当这个妇人听到这个好消息以后，就回到城里跟大很多人去宣讲。
Then his disciple came back with food.
然后这个时候，他门徒就回来了，带了食物回来。
And they present to Jesus, say, "Enjoy it."
那他们就说，父子，请吃吧。
But Jesus replies, say, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work."
啊，耶稣对跟他们说，就说我的食物就是遵行差我者的旨意，成就他的功。
In Jesus' mind, nothing is more important than the Father's will.
在耶稣的心目里面，没有任何一件事要比遵行天父的旨意更重要。
He take a very pure heart to complete or accomplish Father's will.
他就是专心纯一的要实行遵行天父的旨意。
So important, more important than the food.
要比食物什么都来的更重要。
So he regard Father's will just like food. I need it, otherwise I cannot survive.
所以他把神的旨意就看成我们的食物一样，没有神的旨意，我就存活不下。
And also, we remember the time that Jesus was with the disciple for 2 years, and all the disciple gathered together, and Jesus gave them a test.
所以我们一看到，就是在他们门徒追随耶稣有两年之久以后，耶稣就给他们考试。
And he asked the question, "Who they think about me?" And they got all different answers.
然后每个人的答案都不一样。
Then Jesus turned to the disciples and said, "Who do you think I am?"
然后耶稣又问门徒说，你们认为我是谁？
And Peter got the full score.
哦，彼得这边拿了一个100分哦。
But right after he got that full score, then Jesus told him another issue.
然后就在他这个很高兴拿了100分的时候，耶稣又告诉他另外一个道理。
Jesus said, "I need to go to Jerusalem and to suffer and then to be crucified."
也就是说，我必须到耶路撒冷去，必须要在文士跟这个祭司的手中受苦。
And Peter pulled him back and rebuked him, said, "This shall not happen to you."
那彼得这个时候几乎有些粗暴，把耶稣拉过来，几乎用一种指责的口语跟他说。不行，这个事情绝不能发生在你身上。
Jesus loved him so much.
Jesus loved him so much.
No, Peter loved Jesus so much.
那彼得是因为彼得太爱耶稣了。
But what Jesus said to Peter?
但是耶稣就对彼得说
"Get behind me, Satan."
他一说撒旦退后吧。
You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the thing of God, but the things of man.
你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Because Jesus looked at Father's will with a pure heart.
因为耶稣就是专心纯一的来遵行神的旨意。
And then there is a time that he teaches his disciples, and they learn a lot from him.
所以又有一次，耶稣在教训门徒的时候，因为他们学习非常的好。
And Jesus performed many, many miracles in his hometown.
耶稣在他的家乡里行使许多的奇迹异事。
And the Bible described that nobody responded.
但是居然在他家乡里，居然没有人接受他。
Jesus felt disappointed and discouraged.
然后耶稣就觉得心里就很忧伤了。
And he sent out his disciples.
然后他就把门徒遣散出去。
After a short period, they came back.
然后他们出去传道以后就回来了。
With great report, they did wonderful ministry outside.
哦，他们传道的成果是非常的好。
So Jesus was at the lowest point in his ministry.
在先前的时候，因为耶稣不被他的同乡的人接受，他是心里是等于是在低谷。
But his disciple is at the peak.
然后当门徒回来的时候，他们只是在高峰之上。
So one side is cold, but the other side is so hot.
一边是冷，一边是热。
Disciple came back and bragging what they have done outside.
门徒回来就是在那边大声宣讲说我们做了什么什么什么什么伟大的事情。
See, if a person got into that situation, will also reflect what really matter inside.
所以我们当在遭遇这些事情的时候，我们的所言所行就反映出我们心里的真实状况。
And the Bible describes at that time, at that moment, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, and said, I praise you, Father,Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure, for this is your good will.
正在那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。”父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
God's will hide from those wise and learned.
神的旨意很多时候是向那些所谓通达的人所隐藏的，
but reveal to little children.
但是对一些儿童却显露。
Do you see a picture here?
你们看到一个图画吗？
There is a child.
一个小孩子
so simple and pure,
很单纯的
to his father,
然后对他父亲
that's Jesus,
那个就是耶稣，就是那个小孩子。
Even though he was at the lowest point of his ministry,
即使在他侍工中一个最低跌到谷底的时刻，
and all the other people got into the peak,
然后他的门徒回来就是等于是在高峰之上，云端之上。
But because of your pure heart, his purity, he can be full of joy.
那就是因为耶稣他的纯一，他的纯，所以他在这个时候他也能够欢乐，也能够欢喜。
Therefore, we not just only read the Holy Bible and listen to our heart and also think and ponder, but we also need to repeat all of these processes.
所以我们不但是要读圣经，要去听，要去想，然后听你心里讲的那个信息，但是我们还必须不断的一直重复的去训练。
If we continue repeat all these process, something will happen.
如果我们能够在这样一个步骤，继续不断的一直重复的训练的话，有些事情就会发生。
Okay, let's move forward.Paul has said, whatever is lovely.
那接着保罗又说是什么是所有的一切可爱的。
Remember, we just talked about that Samaritan woman.
记得我们刚刚提到撒玛利亚的妇人。
We may still recall their vivid conversation between Jesus and that woman.
那这个耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚人间这个生动的对话，我想你们还记得吧。
That woman said to Jesus,You are Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?
所以这个撒玛利亚妇人就对耶稣说，你是犹太人，我是一个撒玛利亚妇人，你怎么能跟我要水喝呢？
We just mentioned that Jesus came to Samaria on purpose because Father's will.
那我们刚提到因为神的旨意，所以耶稣来到撒玛利亚是有他的特别的目的的。
He came with thirst and hunger.
他来的时候是又饥又渴。
And he was exhausted. And he came to the well to meet this very woman.
然后他是非常的累，他在这井边就是专门为了等这个妇人。
If Jesus came with pride, I'm a Jew, you are just Gentile, then there is no conversation.
如果耶稣是以一个犹太夫子的骄傲的态度，这个对话是不会发生的。
But he came as begging, "Could you give me a drink of water?"
但是他居然向这个妇人说，请你给我一杯水。
And because of that position, that woman said, "You are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?"
因为他采取这样一个低调，所以这个犹太这个撒玛利亚妇人就反而有点采取一个高超的态度，说：“哎，你是一个犹太的夫子啊，你跟我要水干什么呢？”
That simple conversation actually revealed a very deep prejudice and discrimination that Jew put on Samaritan.
所以由此对话，我们看出这个犹太人对撒玛利亚人是有一个非常深的一种偏见。
And then Jesus answered her, said, "If you knew the gift of God and who is that ask you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
Boy, that once the woman listened to Jesus said, "He's going to give me living water." But he just asked me for a drink. But even though I don't know, but she showed her interest. Say, "Oh, okay, I'll take if you can give me living water."
所以这是一个非常不寻常的对话，因为刚刚耶稣才跟这个妇人要水，现在居然说，哦，我反过来说，哦，我有活水可以给你。所以这个引起这个妇人一个很大的兴趣，他就说，好，那你给我吧。
Then Jesus told her, say, "Go, call your husband and come back."
但是耶稣的回答非常的特别，他就说，你去叫你的丈夫也来到这里。
That woman responded immediately, say, "I do not have a husband."
那这个妇人的回答就是非常快的，他就说，我没有丈夫。
Then Jesus said, "The fact is, you have had a 5 husband, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true."
耶稣就也很有幽默感说，对，不错，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的不是你的丈夫，哎，你讲的话的确是真的。
Could you see the picture here?
我们可以想这个图画吗？
Jesus got that loving nature inside.
那耶稣他就是一个非常爱的一个本质就显露出来了。
Even though you are offensive to me, you mistreat me, but I'm still show my love to you.
即使你对我是讲话非常不客气，但是我对你来还是非常有爱心的。
I don't hold hostility against you.
然后我对你并不会有一些凶恶的反应。
This is truly loving person.
这的确是一个可爱的人。
So I mentioned, if we read the Holy Bible and we listen to our heart, and then we think and ponder, and now we need to pray what we have repeatedly go through, then you will see a picture.
所以当我们读圣经的时候，我们先是读，然后我们是听，然后我们是然后是我们用心去想，然后我们继续反复的练习，然后接着我们就能加上祷告，你就能得到一个完美的图像。
See, Holy Spirit only can help you once you grab the Holy Scripture.
圣灵只能够在当你拿到这个神的圣言的时候才能够帮助你。
Because this is the track Holy Spirit will follow.
因为是圣灵是顺着这个道路去行的。
And if we go through this, then you will experience Holy Spirit help and guidance.
所以当我们经过这样一个阶段、一个过程的话，你就会得到圣灵的帮助。
Let's move on. Whatever is admirable.
我们再接下去讲的说一切有美名的、可敬佩的。
When Jesus started his ministry, and he called Levi.Become his disciple.
So, when Jesus was in the beginning, he called Levi to be his disciple.
And then, while Jesus was having a dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed Jesus.
然后有好些税吏和罪人与耶稣并门徒一起坐席，因为这样的人多，他们也跟随耶稣。
So Jesus ate in Levi's house.
所以耶稣在利未家吃饭。
But outside of his house, there were teachers of law and Pharisees, and they saw him, a rabbi, eating with sinners and tax collectors.
所以当他跟在一个税吏利未在一起坐席的时候，哦，就旁边就围观了很多人，其中有所谓的文士啊、法利赛啊、宗教领袖，看到这个，哎，你是一个夫子，怎么可以跟这个像税吏这样犯人在一起吃饭呢？
So they asked, Jesus' disciples say, why does he eat with tax collector and sinners?
然后他们就责问耶稣的门徒说，你看他为什么跟这个税吏跟罪人在一起吃喝呢？
Because tax collector were traitors to Jews because they served their enemy, Roman Empire.
那我们知道当时的税吏是为罗马帝国做事的，等于是在犹太人眼中是一个叛徒。
They will be backed up by Roman soldiers.
因为他们是后面的，就是有这个罗马的兵丁给他们撑腰。
And they can collect money from people.
然后他们就可以向他的同胞们来收税。
So they got lots of money.
所以他们有很多这个私保自己的口袋的事情发生。
And over here it stated sinners, put a quote there, sinners.
所以这我们就是讲这个 sinner, 这个罪人，我们特别给它括起来。
At that time, that means something.
在当时罪人有一个特别的意义。
That means prostitute.
这个所谓的罪人的意思就是所谓的一个娼妓的意思。
So, Jesus was among money and sex.
所以耶稣是等于是在钱跟性的中间吃饭。
And he kind of blended with them, mingled with them.
然后耶稣跟钱跟性居然能够打交道在一块儿。
For quite a while.
而且是很久一段时期。
But then we see he was not influenced or impacted by the surroundings.
但是在钱跟女色中间，耶稣居然不受任何的影响。
Instead, he purified them and led them up from the filthy status.
相反的，他使他们能够得到清净，然后让他们从一个污秽之地提升到一个高贵的地方。
From darkness to bright light.
从黑暗中提升到光明里。
This admirable.
这个是非常可敬佩的。
If a person live in a great family environment and he become a good citizen, I respect that.
如果一个人出生一个非常良好的家庭，然后变成一个很好的这个国家的栋梁，这个我也非常敬佩的。
But a person he stay within the very bad.Environment, but he came out clean and pure. This is a miracle.
Yeah. 但是如果一个人他是身处在一个很污秽、很不好的环境，居然能够出污泥而不染，这样的人我是非常值得敬佩的。
If we see the picture of Jesus,
如果我们看到耶稣的这个图画的
，that take time to think and to pray.
然后我们花点时间去思想、去祷告。
Let's move on.Whatever is excellent.
下面讲的说一些这个德行的好的。
When Jesus served so many people, and the feedback actually, people were overwhelmed with amazement, and they all said he has done everything well.
所以当众人看到耶稣的所言所行，就非常的稀奇，说他做的所有的事情，怎么都能够做得这么好呢？
This is people's comment.
这些是众人的他们的对耶稣的评论。
And Jesus was accused many, many times, and Jesus responded to those accusers, say, "Can any of you prove me guilty of sin?"
当然，同时也有很多人对耶稣有所指责，但是耶稣每次就说，你们中间谁能够指证我有罪呢？
That is his own testimony.
是他自己为自己做见证所讲的话。
We can see at that environment actually it's Jews.
那我们看的当时一个环境就是一些犹太人。
Nowadays, you also can study Judaism.
你们今天也可以 去读一下这个关于犹太人的事。
They got many rules, laws, commandments, tradition, orthodox or liberal.
他们有许多传统，许多的律法，然后有所谓的比较传统式的犹太人，或者一些比较自由派的犹太人。
They can easily sentence a person guilty.
然后不管他们什么样背景，反正都有办法让你去入罪。
Jesus was in that kind of environment.
耶稣当时所处就是这样一个环境。
The people said, "You have done everything well."
那有的人就耶稣说，你做的一切事都这么好。
Jesus dared to proclaim, said, "Anyone can prove me guilty."
然后耶稣就可以站出来说，有谁能够指证我有罪呢？
This is a person of excellency.
这是一个有高最高等德行的人才能讲的话。
So let's think, read the Holy Bible and listen to your heart.
所以我们读圣经的时候，你必须要听，必须要想，想你的心里涌出的一些意念。
And then you also need to think and ponder.
然后你要继续的不断的默思、沉思。
And then repeatedly.
然后一继续不断的走这个走这个走走这个过程。
And then you need to pray.
然后你要加上祷告。
And then you will enter another stage. It's called meditate.
然后这个完了以后，你才能够到了一个地步，就是所谓的沉思的一个地步。
Because what you have received is secure already, so you can meditate without any danger.
因为我们走的这段路是一些都是很正的道路，就是圣经里面耶稣的这个榜样跟我们看的榜样，所以当我们这样思想这些刚刚牧师讲的这几件事情的时候，这是不会有任何的危险。
And this is our focus today, meditation.
所以这是我们今天呢所要讲的最主要的，就是所谓的沉思。什么叫沉思？如何去沉思？
I need to explain a little bit for you so you can practice on your daily life.
好，让我再跟大家再做一个深度的介绍，然后我们也可以实行。
In the Bible, there are two categories in the Bible. I will try to share with you.
在圣经里有两个类似。
First one is we call illustration.
第一个是耶稣的一个
说明。
说明哈 ，OK 好。
Illustration actually is something happened and then they record it. This is what happened.In the conversation between those people.
所以说明主要是讲一些已经发生的事情，然后人们把它记录起来，就告诉你，哎，这两个人中间讲了什么话，行了什么事。
Just like we mentioned about in the gospel, Jesus talked to the woman. So this is called illustration.
就像我们讲，在耶稣在撒玛利亚妇人那边讲的那段对话，这个就是所谓的这个记录的事情。
So if we go through those routes repeatedly, and then you start to meditate.The Holy Spirit will help you, then you will or you may experience like when that event happened and you are there.
所以当你能够继续不断的沉思去想的时候，你就会到了一个境界，就好像你自己身历其境一样。
When Jesus talked to that woman, you were just beside them.
所以当耶稣对这个撒玛利亚妇人讲话的时候，哎，你就在当下，就在旁边。
You will see the facial expression from Jesus too.
你甚至可以看到耶稣面上的表情。
This is the illustration through the meditation. You may get that.
所以当你经过一个沉思以后，熟虑以后。你就可以把这个记事的记录的东西变成好像你自己身临其境的东西。
And the second one is called essay.
另外一个
文章，
文章
或者论点哈。
论点 ，OK。
Just like a book of Romans.
另外一个所谓的论点哈，就好像罗马书一样。
They are talking about the theology.
他们讲的是一些神学理论的东西。
But you go through the same process and enter the meditation.Then you will be enlightened. You will see the light.
所以当你经过这一段我刚提的那个过程的话，你就会从他这个理论就不再是理论了，而是你看到中间的亮光。
And then you will see there is no conflict. They are persistent.
你就看到这中间一点矛盾都没有，而且是连贯一致的。
Then you really enjoy that smooth ride for the truth.
然后当你正视这个真理以后，你这个整个一个过程就非常的通顺、通畅，非常的顺。
So if we go all the process through meditation, then you will start to really enjoy, you appreciate, and also partake what the Bible said.
所以当你能够经过这样一段沉思的过程以后，你就能够真的非常神的话就变成一个非常喜悦的一个事情，然后你就真的能够得到他中间要你得到的东西。
And you will be saturated by His word.
然后你整个人就能够浸印在他的话语里面。
Okay, lastly, hopefully.
最后一个。
Whatever is praiseworthy.
最后一个是称赞赞美。
A person can praise because the following situation.
一个人他可以赞美是因为以下的一些事情原因。
He experienced the resurrected Lord in subjected way.
因为他自己已经能够主观的能够经历到这位复活的主。
So the Bible said that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life.
所以他说到，论到从起初所原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
This is very personal.
这是非常一个个人性的一个经历。
That you and Jesus, you can connect directly.
就你跟耶稣，你们可以有个直接的一个关联、一个通道。
If you experience that, then you can automatically praise Him.
如果当你有这样一种亲身的经历以后，你就可以赞美他。
Because Jesus touched me.
因为耶稣他摸到你了。
Because Jesus talked to me.
因为他跟你说过话了。
So I can praise.
我就可以赞美。
And secondly is, you were revealed that He is Son of God.
另外一个就是启示中认识神的儿子。
Because the Bible says the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being.
因为他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
And if you've been revealed, you will automatically praise the Lord.
如果神对你有所启示的话，你就是很自然的就会去赞美他。
So we go through all these processes.Read the Bible, listen to your heart, and think and ponder, and then repeat that, and then go into prayer and meditation. Then you will be able to pray the prayer.
所以当你读圣经，你听，然后你经过心里的思想，然后呢，你经过祷告，然后你能够在一段不断的重复这个过程的话，你就可以到一个赞美的境界。
Okay, at this time, prayer is, Lord, please tell me what I should do.
哦，你这时候的祷告应该说，神，请你告诉我应该如何去做。
He then will give you instruction.
然后他就会给你有所指示。
So this prayer is pray to listen.
所以这个祷告就是让你去祷告了以后要听的。
Then we can get to the last page said, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me.
所以就说你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听到的、所看见的。
Actually, Paul want to bring this up is after the same process we just have mentioned, whatever these good stuff, think and meditate,Then Paul has go through this and then share to them.
所以我们刚刚提到的，也就是保罗这里提到，也是刚我们讲的这一套过程，就是你所领受的、所听见的、所看见的。
Then he said, "If you receive this, put it into practice."
然后就说这些事你们都要去行。
And all of these derive or evolved from meditation.
然后这些事都是从你这个沉思里面得到的。
I hope to this morning this message will bring you or encourage you to to give a try to this territory, and then you will be able to become a strong Christian.
然后我很希望能够鼓励大家，就是你们试试看，试试看这个保罗这边讲的这个过程，就是默想这些美善的事情，然后我们就可以成为一个比较成熟的基督徒。
If we keep on very busy and rush and also chaos or nervous or anxious, this part would not work for you.
所以我们每天都是忙来忙去，然后就是一直在那边在活在一种警惧中，然后这些你就没有办法得到这些东西。
We truly need to spare the time for Jesus.
我们在神的身上，你要花一些功夫，花一些时间。
And it's worthwhile.
它是值得的。
Let this faith become a living faith, a real one to you.
让我们这个信心变成一个活的信心，是真实的。
And Paul said, "Put it into practice means you may run into some mistake. It's okay. You can correct it."
保罗就说：“你们要去实行啊，去做啊，即使有错也没有关系啊，去做呀。”
So let us pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we pray.